We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Sam Chamad Aleph. We are beginning six lines from the top at the end of the line. Omra Papa, Oyuchavim Adono V'Yisrael Akuva. Adono is like a big barrel, Akuva is a little jug. So the Goy is holding the Dono, and the Yisrael is holding the Kuva, and the Goy is pouring wine into the Kuva. The Halach is Chamra is Asa. Why is it Asa? My time. Because when he's pouring the wine, it's coming from the koyach of the Yerucham. So, there was no ladle in between. He just poured it from the thing. So it's called koyachai. It's not called negir. It's called koyachai. And l'chay rabbi koyachai. So is it when it says osir, what does it mean? So pastors, you would always say, it means osir b'shiyah muta bahana. The problem is, look at Rashi. Rashi is chamra osir bahana. The hainu nami yayin shemozgu evichavim v'koychu v'asir lach v'shem leich leich amrin. If you look at Rashi before, Daf Nuches and Beis, where the whole sugya of Meziga started, Rashi says, Klardi, Daf Nuches and Beis, Oster, Avagav, Loi Noga, Gozu Rabbonim, Bekoichel, Oster, Beshia, Meshema, Chokas, Avera, Avba, No, Vadi, Loi Mitzah, Loi Odef, Negia, De, Dova, Achas, Rashi is before, Stuk of Pella, Stuk of the Steer and Rashi. Rashi over here says that it's Oster, Bahano, and before he says, is Oster, Beshia, so this is a really a big kasha. The Rosh over here in Simon Yagimel handles this Ba'arichus. The lechayer is it also bahano or also bashia? He brings that Rashi over here, and he says lechayer Rashi for is not like that. He brings all the rayas to that, and it comes out shtikul machlokes. And they want to tie in the rishonim that there were two maduras in Rashi. We'll find it again a different time also. There were two maduras in Rashi. Rashi some maduras held as mutta bahano, some held as also bahano. It's all as a chaka anyway. We have a first gemara that can test some of the aleph. That there was an Issa al Sachaka. We spoke it out in yesterday's shir. That after the Nun Tesamar Aleph, with the story where he went to Gavla, so it says, Rabbi Yechon asked him because the Yayin Esach. There is Mash Matak, it's also Mashum Issa Hano. So there already, Tosis handles that there was a Knas, because that city, they were very makel in the whole idea of Meziga, of diluting wine in the Egoi. So there they definitely asked it Bahano. So you find such idea in the Gemaras, but the Shaila had to learn generally if it's Os Bahano, as you see here, Rashi Taish is Chamra Os Bahano. Well, what's negated to us is that over here, since the Goy poured the wine, it's called Kaychai, therefore it'll be Os Mahano or Os Bahashia, either way. Either the two Pshat we want to learn. My time, but Yisrael, Adonah, the opposite case, where Yisrael is holding the big barrel, and he's pouring into the Goy's jug, where we have Makuva, Chamra Shari, it's Mutter. The wine is mutta, because why is it mutta? Because there he didn't do anything. No kaycha. He's holding the barrel. He's holding the little jug. That's not called negia, and he didn't pour it. It's no kaycha. Therefore, it's mutta. V'imetzade to do the aser. But if he tips the kuva a little bit, then the chamra is aser. Why? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either pshat is because it's talking about kuva malaya and dilma naga. Maybe he touched it, or even if it's not full to the top. We're worried maybe he was mekarkish, which means he mixed it by shaking it, and that's koichai bekavana, and it's also b'shia. Really, it's not really called mixing it if you shake the bath. It's not real spitz meshachshech. Meshachshech means when you mix it, l'shem v'ezar, really you have to mix it by mixing it with your hand or with a stick. But if you shake the bottle, it could be that's not enough, but it's enough that's called koichai bekavana and also b'shia. So two pshatim, why, if the Mitzad Datsuda is also either because he might have touched the wine, or because even if it's missing, if he shook it, so maybe it has a din of kishkush.
Nothing to do with what Yisrael is doing.
Right, Yisrael pouring this mutter.
The fact that he's holding this akuva.
It's not aser. That is holding that aser. Just if he shakes it, then it's aser. Either maybe he touched it, or maybe the shaking alone is aser.
We're having the wine in the akuva, right?
Huh? Right. Hand the wine in the akuva. Yeah, the wine in Don Azicha, fine. Yeah, yeah. This is a thing called nitzuk, but here you wouldn't ask us nitzuk. Omra Papa. Hayav Chavim. Hi, Avichavim, the Dori Zika. We have here a guy, he's a porter, and he's carrying wine for you. Because of Yisrael Achayre, he's carrying the Yisrael's wine, and Yisrael's walking back of him to watch him, to see he doesn't do anything wrong. So, Malya Shari, the Loi Mekarkesh. If it's full, so here we're talking about, Rashi says, this Zika was tied. There's no way he could touch the wine. It was tied Zika. So if it's full, it's mutter, because he there's no kishkush there. You can't shake it and mix it because it's full. So nothing's going to move around there. So it says, Mal Yashari Lamikarkish. chaseira, if it's missing, if it's not a 100% full zika, so then aser. Then it's aser. Why? Dilma mekarkish, maybe he'll shake it and he'll shake l'shem v'dizara. Therefore it's aser. Now, he's behind him. Why is he behind him? Because this way he can watch. He's not opening it up and touching it. That's for sure. But shaking it, there's no way you can watch that. And if it's not full, so he can shake it and make it aser. Kuvana, that's a zika. Zika is something that's tied. It's a pouch usually made out of leather, full with wine. A kuva is a jug. Now, a jug is lav dafka covered. So kuva, malya is aser, why dimonaga? If it's full, it's aser because maybe he's going to touch it. Chaseira, if it's not full, then shari dloinaga. He's not gonna touch it because it's not. He has to do a ma'aser to touch it, and in such a case, he's scared because the yeshua is walking behind him. Now we're saying over here that a kuva if it's chesera is shari because loy naga. Why aren't you worried about kishkosh? So zog Rashi the ain kirkosh but klipa suach. Why not? Because it might spill. It might spill. If it's open, he wouldn't shake it. He wouldn't try to shake it. Because if he shakes it, it might spill. He doesn't want to spill himself on himself. Huh? Even if it's not full, but if you shake it, then it'll come out. Or something will come out. If not full means it can mean 10% missing.
I thought because it's narrow, it's hard to get in there.
He was shaking. We have a Shiloh was shaking. This man, the Yomah here, holds the shaking is a problem. You see from the ratio of Rav Papa's memory, he was shaking is a problem. So Rashi speaks out, in Kirkus speak of Suach, Vavagav de Chidor lay Ef Shalay Kirkus, I where you're walking and moves a little bit, Kivin lay Nichle, because Kushay, Dimon Mishtavich, we will spill, have like Koychosh Leve Kavano Mutter. It's Koychosh Leve Kavano, and it's Mutter, like we had a Gemara in Chesem Beis, that Koychosh Leve Kavano. There, it's mutter. When you have like negiyah shloibe kavana, that's a problem. But koicha shloibe kavana, the whole koicha is exera. So koicha shloibe kavana already, that is mutter. It says avzika, it could be kirishkush because there it's covered. There the shaila of shichshuch. But comes Rav Ashi and we pass the next Rav Ashi Yomar zika bein malyo or bein chaser shari. My time ain't derech nisavakach. Comes Rav Ashi and he argues in the ratio of Rav Papa, and he says that there's no such thing as shichshuch by something that's in a keli. Shichshuch is only possible with your hand or with a kana, not in a keli. And he argues the whole thing. That means he holds that even by a case where you have a closed noid, and even it's missing something, and it's not going to spill, there's no chash kishkush, why not? He holds ein derech nisuch b'kach. The Rosh speaks to that, klar, that, and it's really Tosfos Masechta, they also did Masechta Zika. Look at Tais says the ain derech nisuch b'kach. I did kirkush yayim b'kli b'shoshin noisoy. It's not a problem of kirkush at all when it's in a kli because it's not the way you do it. So that's what Rav Ashi says. It comes out from Rav Ashi, which is the way we pass it. And bottom line would be like this: there's the issa of koychoy, there's the issa of degiya, but there's no issa of shaking a bottle that's closed. So technically speaking, you have to go learn Hilchos Yayin Nesach, but if a guy in front of you moves a bottle from one table to another table, and it's closed, technically speaking, there's no problem with it, because no chashash negiyah, and there's no chashash kishkush either. So therefore, technically speaking, there would not be a problem of Stam Yeinam Shekes, or Yayin Nesach, or Isser, but Metzshem, when you learn Hilchos Yayin Nesach, keep that in mind. And that be'etzem the oilam, which is a good thing, the oilam is a little bit more machmir on Yayin Nesach than they have to in certain cases. But al kaponim, that's what comes out from this gemara. Ma'atra zera. But another thing, if the guy pours you, what?
If it's closed,
no, not sealed. I'm talking not sealed. Even just closed. Yeah. Closed. Maybe you should be machmir. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it comes out from this gemara. Another thing comes out from this gemara that the opposite maybe people will make, if the guy pours you a cup of wine, it's also that's not a shayla. Because that's koicha. That's a pasha. It's awesome. That's koicha. That's awesome. No shayla about it. The guy pours you kol
van. Right.
No. So it could be there's other man yomers hold you. It has to be dafka the front of Ezra. It's true. Maybe it's manasseh. That's why. But also there's koicha is the ikka problem there. Even if you know the guy's not religious, let's say he's not a religious guy, still it's a problem of koicha, and that would be also lemaisa if he pours you a bottle of wine. I'm handling a shayla. If he moves you one table to another table. It's a very big possibility that it's mutter. We're not getting into the local mice, but it's a very big possibility. It happens sometimes by a shayla, because you have not mevushal wine, and all of a sudden the guy moved the wine. Oh, it's also now? So, you know, ask a shayla. Okay. So, I think more about it. We're going now to a press, a wine press. And this wine press was made, it wasn't like the press we had before with the gas, with the, all different parts to it. This gas was a little more primitive, a little more simple. It was like a bar. And this bar had grapes in it. And they had on top of the grapes, like a bunch of 2x4s, a bunch of boards. And you put one big board, on, like one big board going across all the boards. And you step on it, and it pushes everything down. And there's not a way of doing it. You don't have to step on it. You could do it with a kaira, with a beam. With a beam, which will be a vertical beam. And you have a screw. And you with a screw, you make it go down, be pushed down by turning a screw. And that's why you push down this kaira, that the vertical kaira is attached to a horizontal kaira, horizontal beam. And by using the screw, you push it down and push down the grapes. So that's the way to do it. And whoever's doing that, that's really called like kaichai. Kaichai would mean to stand on the boards and push it down. Kaichai would mean that use the screw to push down the board, which pushes down the grapes. That would be called kaichai. So ma'atzer zayre, if you're using a goy to crush grapes, Rav Papa Shari, Rav Ashi, Vitem Rav Shim Bar Ashi, Osar. It's Machlaikis. What's the Machlaikis? B'koichai kulam lepigad Osar. Everyone agrees, by koichai it's Osar. What does koichai mean? Zog Rashi, Hecha da'anovim nischotim mekoichai gen sha'oila al nasarim. He stands on the nasarim, sha'al hatapuach machbida, makes it heavy. If he stands on this, on the boards that are pushing down the grapes, that's called koichai, that's Osar. Everyone agrees that's us. It's not a machlekes. Keep pligi b'koyach koychay. Machlekes b'koyach koychay. So Rashi, what does that mean? Megalgal ha-galgal shekoyim vayitz. He uses the galgal, it's like a wheel, the screw that pushes it down. So you're turning the wheel, and that's pushing the kaira and smashing the grapes. That's called koychay. That's what a machlekes is. Now, if you want to ask me a question, what is going on over there? Since when smashing grapes is that called wine? So the Karmana San already on Daphne Hay in that sugya where we handle the Tulus Shinus of Rav Huna. It's really Mr. Achrayna, Mr. Shaina of the Mishnah. Not Tulus Shinus of Huna, the Mr. Shaina, Mr. Achrayna. That
it's
when.
Not there.
Huh? It's Machlaik, it's when it's called wine. According to the Mishnah there, Mr. Shaina, it's only called wine once it goes into the bar. Once the liquid goes from the press to the bar, it's called wine. The other man there, held, once it starts oozing out already, it's called wine. No, if it starts moving, the zogim, even when it's there, if it starts moving, if the wine starts moving already, that's called wine. So the Karmen Asanel on Daf Nun Hey, he says, "Hodash Shvina leKamon." I read from straight from Karmen Asanel now. "Hodash Shvina leKamon." Ma'atzur Zayra Koyi leMishta Achroina. V'kivan shehischa leRaid Mikri Yain. And therefore, it's a shayla of koichik. For now, you learn this part of the pella. Well, what's the problem over here? It's just grapes. There it is. Since it starts oozing out already, it's called wine. And therefore, you have the issa of koichik. So, the first version of the sugi is that kuliam pligi also by koichik. The koichik is by koichik. Kedamri, the opposite of koichik, kuliam le pligi shari. By koichik, everyone agrees, and it's mutter. Ki pligi by koichik. Homo koichik is by koichik. By a case of koyach koychay. So obviously he learns like the first lashon that the Zman D'Yoma holds that even koyach koychay will be asur such a case, and the Rishonim will handle what about third or fourth koyach. Most Rishonim hold that once koyach koychay is asur, it that includes even next level, even three or four koyches, as long as it's coming from the guy, it will be a problem of stam yenah.